An opening bell that kicked off a sell-off. Stocks falling on more credit concerns. The Dow's down 130 points. Ike is coming, so some in Texas are going.
Mandatory evacuation will begin at noon today.
Harris County Judge Ed Emmett, Hurricane Ike expected to get bigger and stronger and maybe hit the central Texas coast on Saturday as a Category 3, possibly a Category 4 hurricane. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
In is for needing to get off on the right foot at the number one race in the chase for the Sprint Cup. But a nation of NASCAR fans would argue that in is naturally for NASCAR. Nevertheless, running nice at New Hampshire is a necessity. There's no negating that. No way, no chance, no how. So, with only 9 races left after this, in is for whoever nets out numero uno at the big end.
The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup is on ABC. Coverage begins Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern at New Hampshire.
Wagner Thermal Quiet Brake Pads and Shoes. These brakes are used by more professional mechanics and gearheads hands down. Why? Because they're the best. Look, Advance Auto Parts could carry any kind of brakes they want, but they've decided on these 3 things. 1, to carry Wagner. 2, to offer them up for $30 off with a mail-in rebate. And 3, to extend the offer until October 18th. You save $15 an axle on Wagner brakes until the 18th. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Well, it's a day to remember the 9/11 victims, their names being read after moments of silence at Ground Zero and the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani now addressing those gathered at Ground Zero in New York City. Now back to Wall Street and more on the selling that's going on in early trading. Fox's Brenda Buttner live watching the markets.
Yes, you can color Wall Street red. Big losses at the beginning of trading. The credit crunch again gets the blame. Investors worried about badly battered Lehman Brothers. Shares of the bank plunging again some 40% in the first half hour of trading. Doesn't help that jobless claims fell by less than expected last week, and not even a big drop in mortgage rates by about a half point for both the 30 and 15-year fixed could bring in buyers. Wall Street still watching the weather, too. Ike plowing through the Gulf and expected to hit the oil-rich region there. But oil continues its recent slide, as does the Dow down 117.
Hey, bud, what do you think you're doing? Some beer drinkers are hopping mad, brewing up a lawsuit to can a merger.
A group of 10 people filing a federal lawsuit claiming InBev's $52 billion plan to buy Anheuser-Busch would violate antitrust laws. They say the new company might raise prices. They don't want money. They're just asking a judge to block the deal. Any large business acquisition like this one is always examined by the Justice Department to make sure it's legal. But attorneys for the beer drinker say they want to stop the purchase regardless of what Washington says. Anheuser-Busch says they will fight the suit. Lisa LaSera, Fox News Radio.
The movement to alternative energy may be coming sooner in sooner country than most other places. University of Oklahoma has a goal to have its main campus completely powered by wind energy by 2013, in what the school's president calls one of the largest renewable energy projects ever planned by a public U.S. university, hoping to tap into a new wind farm being planned. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
You're listening to 1460 WVOX and WVOX.com, the official stations of New Rock City, the place where you can enjoy a wholesome family entertainment experience.
After high school, I wasn't really sure what to do.
I needed guidance.
I know I needed discipline.
The guard helped me get squared away.
Squared away? That means you've got everything together, everything in its place. The National Guard really helped turn my life around.
In the National Guard, I've gotten paid job training, money for college.
I get a steady paycheck.
I'm squared away.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD and ask how you can get the discipline, education, and job skills you need to succeed in the National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Our Thursday morning forecast for Westchester County and Rosetti starting off with a little bit of patchy cloud cover. It'll turn out partly sunny today. Highs will range into the lower 70s. Light east breeze at around 5 to 15. Clearing skies for tonight. Our overnight lows in the middle 50s. It'll be mostly sunny in the morning on Friday. Partly sunny in the afternoon with an increase in clouds. There's a chance of some showers. Our highs in the lower 70s. Lows at night will range back into the 60s, still with a chance of some showers. Saturday's weather, clouds and sunshine, the chance of a shower or thunder shower, upper 70s. Sunday, clouds and sun, the chance of a shower or two. Temperatures back to near 80 degrees, becoming partly sunny on Monday. And Monday's highs in the middle 70s, fair Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX and WVIP, the Whitney Radio Network.
The latest forecast from the 1460 WVOX Weather Center. Brought to you by Entergy and the Indian Point Energy Center. Right for New York.
At Entergy, meeting our region's need for reliable, affordable, and clean electricity is an everyday success story. That's because our Indian Point Energy Center supplies up to 38% of the region's power needs. It also produces some of the least expensive power generated in the region. And most importantly, it does not produce greenhouse gas emissions. That's right, zero greenhouse gases. This plays a key role in helping this area improve its air quality. So it should come as no surprise that a growing number of environmentalists, including Dr. Patrick Moore, the co-founder of Greenpeace, say nuclear power is a vital tool in the fight against global warming. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.safesecurevital.com. Because the more you know, the more you realize that Indian Point's clean, reliable, and affordable energy is a big part of the climate change solution.
The voice of Westchester, 1460 WVOA.
Whitney Media, 1460 WVOX presents Environmentally Sound with environmental activist Bob Lebensold. Join Bob and his guests as they talk about protecting our most precious resource, the environment. Now, here's Bob Lebensold.
Thank you, John. Good morning and welcome to Environmentally Sound. I am Bob Lebensold, your host for this series on the natural world, education, and culture. We bring you guests from diverse disciplines, scientists, activists, authors, educators, entertainers, and public officials. We seek to stimulate your curiosity, intellect, and passion. Today's news from the natural world. Today is Thursday, which is 9/11, September 11th, 2008, the 84th day of summer, the 7th anniversary of the World Trade Center attacks. Autumn begins a week from Monday on September 22nd. We have lost 3 minutes of daylight since yesterday and 37 minutes since last we met 2 weeks ago. The sun rose at 6:32 this morning. It will set at 7:10 this evening. We will have 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight today. The moon will rise 5:22 this evening. It will set at 2:25 tomorrow morning. We are directly between first quarter and full moon. The next full moon will occur next Monday on September 15th. Now, our regular feature, names of American service members who have lost their lives in Iraq. May they live on in all of our hearts. And on this 9/11, the 7th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on our country, I would like to share some thoughts. The Bush administration has made a strong and successful effort to hide the human toll of the war in Iraq by forbidding photographers from recording the homecoming of flag-draped coffins. Their arrival at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware is kept as low profile as possible. During the Vietnam War, photographs of the coffins of military casualties were routinely permitted when they arrived home. The photo ban was imposed during the 1991 Persian Gulf War, and Cheney and Company has aggressively extended it. A proposal, which is drawing bipartisan support in the House of Representatives, would require the Pentagon to allow journalists access to arrival ceremonies and allow the moment of homecoming to be honored with respect and reverence and in plain sight. Anyone who sees a flag-draped coffin should be permitted the opportunity to honor these individuals who gave their lives for this country and to respect and revere that sacrifice. Congress should approve this bill. Four American service members died in September as of last Friday, the last day for which information is available. Most recent report of American deaths in the Middle East, there are 4,155 and at least 30,634 have been wounded in action. The casualties for today are Private Jordan P. P. Thibault, age 22, of South Jordan, Utah. He died in Iraq on September 5th. Sergeant Kenneth W. Main, age 29, of Fort Benning, Georgia. He died on September 4th, along with Private First Class Brian R. Thomas, age 22, of Battle Creek, Michigan, when their vehicle encountered a roadside bomb in Baghdad. These two soldiers died 1 week ago today. PFC Patrick W. May, 22, Jamestown, New York. He died in Baghdad on September 2nd. And on the date of our last broadcast, August 28th, specialist Michael L. Gonzalez, age 20. He was a military policeman of Spotswood, New Jersey. He died from a roadside bomb in Iraq. And specialist Jorge L. Feliz Nieve, age 26, of Queens Village, New York, also a vehicle incident in Mosul, Iraq. Two of these American Armed Service members were killed on the date of our last program. The other four were killed since then. How many more American servicemen and women alive today will be gone when next we meet? Each life is a treasure and a tragic loss to each of us. May these American servicemen and women live forever in our hearts. May this feature come to an end in the very near future, because there are no more deaths to report. Well, time for the Culture Corner. We have nothing to report today, but I do intend to see Man on Wire, the story of Philippe Petit, who walked a tightrope, coincidentally, between the towers of the World Trade Center while they were still under construction, I believe. Also coming up, a review of Elmsford's Broadway Dinner Theater production of The Producers. And in 2 weeks, we will have several cast members of that very show right here on Environmentally Sound. Just a quick word from my friends at The Learning Shop. There are all kinds of businesses and other tutoring companies, but The Learning Shop is set apart by their personnel and their company culture. There is something about education that invites structure without rigidity, discipline without anxiety, teaching without stuffiness. The management and staff at The Learning Shop are friendly, educated, and flexible, not just intelligent, but smart as well. The distinction is important. Most teachers are intelligent, but that is kind of an internal trait. When intelligence comes out into the room and has the ability to touch others, it becomes smart. That's The Learning Shop in Harrison, New York. All of your tutoring needs. Area code 914-835-1070. That's The Learning Shop of Harrison, New York. 914-835-1070. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460, originating in New Rochelle. If you are listening in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Ocho Rios, Jamaica, Las Cuevas de Aguas Buenas in Puerto Rico, Harare, Zimbabwe, or Teterboro, New Jersey, you have logged on to www.wvox.com, and you are listening live. Okay, my guest today is Supreme Master Ching Hai, spiritual leader and worldwide activist. I do believe that part of being enlightened is doing good works, and Grandmaster's global following suggests that she does just that. Speaking to us from France, welcome Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Hello.
Good morning, Supreme Master.
How are you?
I'm good. You're in France right now, are you not?
Yes, I am in south of France.
In the south of France.
I just finished a seminar, so I'm still hanging around here waiting for you.
Okay, well, I'm happy that you're doing that. South of France sounds like Nice and Cannes and Nancy. Is that about somewhere in there?
Yes, it's very nice. It's near Nice, in fact.
Do you get to the beach at all, or are you too busy for that?
Oh, I haven't got a time. Sorry, I just passed by Zoom, like, with the car.
Well,
beautiful. People are bathing, you know, and the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and the weather is perfect.
All right, that's enough of making me jealous and wishing I was there.
Don't be Mr. Lebensoy, because I also don't have time to go on the beach. You see, I'm very pale. I don't have tan or nothing.
Yes, I can see the feed, and you're very pale, but very beautiful anyway. Pale is beautiful, right?
Thank you so much.
Okay, let me ask you about your NQ rating system. This is a noble quality. How do you arrive at that, and how can some members of a species, specifically humans I'm thinking of, have a rating of 90, a high rating, while others are as low as 3% or 10% within the same species? How does the noble quality, the NQ rating system, work?
All beings, you know, are watched over and observed and rated. Depends on how good we are or a being is. Either have developed a noble quality, loving and kind, helping others, or not, you see? And it's a heaven rating system, not mine, not humans. And we all come here to realize our true great self, the more selfless and unconditional and loving quality we exercise in this world, the nearer we are to our great self, you know, the God within us.
So,
pardon, you want to ask something?
Well, I wondered if we can, let's say I'm a 10, can I get up to say a 15 or a 20 by doing good things? How do you grow within this system?
Anyone who is doing more good things in life, more selfless service, and I mean truly just because of love in others and feeling what others feel in time of need, then the noble quality will increase with it. Accordingly, we expand ourselves by including others in our life in a loving way.
So how can we possibly know? I mean, how would I? There's no test, is there? How would I know what my rating is, or shouldn't I even bother worrying about that?
We shouldn't really, because we should do it unconditionally.
Okay, so I should.
Nevertheless, if you want, you can ask me, and I tell you in private only.
Okay,
yeah?
Okay. So I should try to be perfect.
Yeah, you see, we can know the noble quality of someone if we are in contact with that person. We have to contact inside, you know, to heaven. We can ask heaven about it.
Well, anytime you're passing through New York, but you see, you're not always in France. You travel all over the world.
Right.
But anytime you come anywhere near me, I invite you to come and meet me, and you can tell me what my noble quality is.
Thank you.
I may be afraid to find out.
No, I'm sure you are very high in noble quality. Don't
thank
worry.
Thank
the way
you.
You're doing things.
Thank you. That is so generous. You just make me glow.
You're serving others, you know, and your work is noble, and you are selfless, and you are broad-minded, and all you're working is protecting environments, I think. And so I'm sure you have high NQ.
And I am blushing.
and IQ as well.
Now, I would have thought when I read about the noble qualities in your book, The Noble Wilds, I would have thought that animals such as tigers, lions, eagles, they have they seem to be noble as far as they seem to us to be noble. And yet you consider them to be actually quite low. I guess noble quality has more to do, well, maybe you have to tell me, why are tigers and eagles not high on the nobility scale?
It's not I myself that consider, I am told of this. You know, when I was in touch with the noble wise, and I am told of this, you know, transmit this knowledge, transmit it to me, like which one what, you know. It's a whole lot. I just have a little, you know, like symbolic list in the book of my noble wise, because I think it is obvious, you know. To some people, it seems like they look very regal and noble, yes. But
yes.
It is obvious that they are predators, you see, and they're killing to live. So how can noble quality expand in such circumstance?
But that is their nature.
Yeah, I know, because they are born like that to do that. That's why they stay like that, yeah? Any being, you see, that's why we humans have a choice, you see? Any being to harm the weak and innocent for any reason at all are acting against the merciful law of heaven. And thus, it is good enough even that they are given this physical body in this reasonable world and not in a worse planet, a more suffering planet. Some humans have similar traces of characters, but we have choice, you see? That's why we are better than the animal. We have choice. Like lion, tiger, they don't have choice. We have choice. We can eat meat or not eat meat. We can kill or not kill to live. So it is better that we rise above the animal standards, I mean the vicious animal standards, because we are more endowed with capabilities and intelligence to better care for ourselves and for others' beings, such as who are weaker and defenseless.
So the standards are the same for animals and humans, since we have the ability to make these choices, we have the ability to attain a higher nobility, whereas animals that are locked in from their evolution and from their just their nature, they're just stuck where they are at whatever number they are.
Right, sir.
Okay, I get it. Let me talk about you just a little bit. You were born in Vietnam. What are your recollections of the Vietnamese War? And just tell us about that. I imagine it was a terribly traumatic time for you. Please tell us from your perspective what it was like.
Yes, it was. War is never good. You can tell. Of course, you know, especially for children, for a child, these horrible and frightening sceneries, dead bodies everywhere on the roadside. Ouch. You know, rotten and exploded houses and from a neighboring and burnt out fields of coconuts and burnt out fields of rice, not ideal for children to grow up with, and deafening cannon sound. You know, I used to feel like my heart would like explode inside my chest or run away from me, and my ear was so deafening because they just shooting cannon every day, and it's very near where my house is. It's not just bad for the fragile physical body, but it left you with a terrible, disturbed, and feeling ill, you know, illness, feeling unwell, depressed, and for no reason, you know. As a helpless child, what can you do? Yeah, war is never good. And even not good for the aggressors as well, because they will have to pay for the suffering they cause to others. Even if they have the right to do that, it's the karma, I mean the bad retribution, still have to be measured out against both sides. And there's untold suffering, you know, in all human aspects. You know that, psychologically, mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know, war is a consequence of our neglect to the less fortunate brothers and sisters and the less fortunate beings. If our society elevates to a more compassionate levels of consciousness and all beings are treated with respect and love, then we will never have war, because it's no good for anyone, for the strong and the weak.
Clearly. So you were a young child during that time, were you not?
Yes, very young, not even 10.
And I was actually in the United States Army at that time, although I did not get to visit your country, fortunately not at that time, because that would have been terrible for all of us. But I think it would be wonderful to visit Vietnam now and and see how it has grown. I understand that you saw an elementary school teacher, just a very gentle man, shot by a stray bullet.
Yes, my own teacher.
Your own teacher?
Yes.
And that must have hurt you deeply and very personally.
Yeah, you read my poem about it, and you know, I could not even express enough. As a child, I wrote the poem like that, and you know how I felt.
Yes, yes. Now, you also worked for, you were in Germany, you've traveled, and you worked for the Red Cross in Germany, and you also saw terrible suffering. And while you were there, you married a doctor, yes?
Right.
How long were you married?
2 years.
About 2 years. That's about as long as my marriage lasted as well.
Hopefully
you left under pleasanter circumstances than I did. But you realized that you had a spiritual path to follow. So presumably you sat with your husband and you said, I have to follow this. And he said, I understand. And he let you go, something like that. Or not that he let you go, but he was in agreement that this was your path.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about anything about that time in Germany?
Yes. It's been a long time, and I almost forgot about it. But it was very difficult, as you can imagine, for both of us. And I cried a lot before I left him. And he wasn't crying outside, but, you know, I feel he's crying inside. And he went to visit me even in the Himalaya.
Really?
Later on.
Really?
And we met again afterward, and it's like nothing has happened, but still, you know, I had to go because it's already difficult to leave one time. I cannot go and do it again and again. So In Vietnam, we say rather die apart than live separately. Yes.
Really?
So it was just because the world was full of suffering, and I cannot enjoy my own personal happiness. That's the reason, yeah?
Yes, I...
And I would have loved to take him with me, but he's a physician, you know, and he loves his job, and I'm sure he's doing good for the world, you know, for his patients, because he was an excellent and loving, compassionate, and kind doctor. Often he shared with me his sorrow of some case that he cannot help, you know?
Sure.
So,
that was his work, and this was yours.
Yes, and I thought I had to do something to help humanity in a different way. Like the Buddha, you know, I was idealistic, and I read the Buddhas and my Jesus. They all left their family to go and find a solution to the suffering and the remedies to cure the illness, the ill of the world. So I left him, but we were, you know, in friendly way, but it was a lot of pain. I wouldn't recommend anyone to do this.
No. Now, had I not left my wife after 2 years, I probably would not have survived that experience much longer. So I'm so.
You would survive, but if you are in love too much, I think it's very painful.
Yes, no, I'm it's so different that we need not even talk about mine. I must say that men are not so good at crying. I agree. Your husband was probably crying deeply inside to lose such a person as you. You met a perfect master in the Himalayas. We're going to have to go to a break in a little over a minute. So if you can start talking about your experience in the Himalayas, then we'll take a break and then we'll come back and continue.
All right, Bob.
Okay.
You talk now?
Yeah, start talking about it, and when the music comes up, we'll take a break.
All right. You see, this is something that's difficult to tell people because it's almost like out of this world. You see, I went all over the world to in search for a perfect master, enlightened master, to guide me to enlightenment. And finally, heaven has rewarded me with God's grace, you know.
So you did meet somebody. I think we'd better leave it here because if we start talking about it, I'm not going to want to take a break, and they'll start throwing things at me from the control booth.
So
what we're going to do now is we're going to take, since today is 9/11, as you know, the anniversary of the terrible terrorist attacks on our city, New York City, our country, the United States, and in taking down those two towers, we are going to take an extra minute to commemorate that event, and here we go.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lori London.
Brady K. Howell.
Never forget President Bush at the Pentagon 7 years since the day that changed the world.
Here we remember those who died. And here on this solemn anniversary, we dedicate a memorial that will enshrine their memory for all time.
And in New York, 4 moments of silence as bells toll, marking the two planes that tore into the Twin Towers and the times They collapsed.
A parade of loved ones walking into the pit, pausing to remember it, two small square voids that will one day be home to a permanent 9/11 memorial.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes at Ground Zero. Ceremonies also being held in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Governor Ed Rendell and Senator John McCain speaking there. He and Senator Barack Obama will later pay their respects at Ground Zero. This is a Fox News alert.
Wanted it, and now you have it. Music plus movies in White Plains is now the best source for music, movies, DVDs, and much more. For over 25 years, Music plus movies has specialized in Westchester's largest selection of entertainment, all under one roof. Music plus movies stocks all your favorite music from rock to metal, and all with the best prices too. And of course, check out their huge inventory of DVDs and movies. Music plus movies carries one of Westchester's largest selections of adult video novelties, so if you want to spy up your life, visit Music Plus Movies and check out their adult selections. Music Plus Movies, 80 Mamaroneck Avenue in the heart of White Plains. Call them 428-0600, 428-0600. Music Plus Movies, 80 Mamaroneck Avenue, White Plains, 428-0600. For the very best in music, movies, DVDs, and adult videos and novelties, it's gotta be Music Plus Movies.
Energy drives our nation's economy and is an important part of our daily lives. By taking steps to become more energy efficient, we can all save money and help reduce our nation's overall energy demand. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, encouraging you to use Energy Star products and appliances such as dishwashers, washing machines, and thermostats. They can reduce your energy bills by up to 30%. Replacing your existing light bulbs with Energy Star qualified fluorescent lights in the lamps and fixtures throughout your home will save up to 50% on lighting costs. By installing Energy Star storm windows and double pane windows, you can reduce energy loss in your home by 25 to 50%. You have the power to make a difference. By using Energy Star products, you can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
More information on Energy Star products and savings can be found at www.energysavers.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
Our weather forecast for Westchester County and vicinity calling for partial sunshine after a little bit early clouds. Our temperatures today will range into the lower 70s on east winds. Clearing up skies tonight, overnight lows back into the mid-50s, Friday sunny in the morning. In the afternoon, becoming partly sunny with a chance of a later day or evening shower. Highs lower 70s with a chance of a shower at night. Nighttime lows in the mid-60s. The outlook for Saturday and Sunday, each day clouds and sun with a chance of a shower or thunder shower. Upper 70s to near 80 each day this weekend. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri for WVOX and WVIP, the Whitney Radio Network.
1460 WVOX.
Now, back to celebrating our environment. This is Environmentally Sound with environmental activist Bob Lebensold on 1460 WVOX. Once again, here's Bob Lebensold.
Thank you, John. We are back. You're listening to WVOX AM 1460, originating in New Rochelle, New York. If you are listening in Oxnard, California, East St. Louis, Illinois, Winnipeg, Manitoba, or Phoenix, Arizona, or on the south coast of France, you have logged on to www.wvox.com. You have clicked the Listen Live button, and you are listening live. We are speaking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. She is in the south of France. And where we left off was, Supreme Master, you were telling us about your experiences in the Himalayas. You went to the Himalayas to seek enlightenment, and you did finally meet a master who touched you in that way. Please tell us about that.
Yeah. We continue where we left off. Okay. It's to make it short, you know, it's a long story, but to make it short, I met this beautiful master, a radiant master, and he was about 450 years old at that time, you know, in our earth years. And he was like in between the threshold between our world and the astral world, what we call the hereafter, no?
Yes.
It's not the highest level, of course, but he has to stay there in order to come and go to the physical world easily. So, in fact, he's like still alive, yes. And he was in between the invisible and visible world. And then he conferred upon me the gift of immediate enlightenment. and told me I have to go back to the world to do the same to those who seek it. So you can refer more to the interview with the journalist in Taipei this year, you know, from Paris Center. My people will provide you with that if you like to know a little bit more, because I think we have short of time here for you, right?
We have probably about 20 minutes left.
Okay. So you have any more questions?
Oh, yes. Well,
okay, then we continue first.
You said he gave you the gift of instant enlightenment or immediate?
Instant enlightenment.
Tell us what enlightenment is. You know, I think about it. I've read about it. I've tried to enter that path, but many people don't really understand it. Can you tell us what enlightenment is? Can anyone achieve it? And how would we go about it?
I try, sir. I try. This is something abstract, but I try. See, enlightenment, in short, is the awakening within ourselves. It's like, okay, we are in a dark room, and suddenly the light comes on. That's why enlightened. Yeah, we can see the light from heaven, and we can hear the teaching of God. I mean, not verbally. Sometimes it's verbally, but it's mostly in a form of vibration, music of the spheres, which is beautiful. It makes us like feeling that we are free of sorrow and pain, everything, nothing worry us at all, and then that we can realize at that moment of enlightenment that we are the essence of light and beauty, of heavenly melody and peace, and we are a part of the whole divinity. Yes. Our body, however real it seems to us now, is an illusion. And that life continues forever, forever. That we never die, truly. And that death is just a fictional scare that forces us to be like a subordinate, to be subservient, to be subdued and enslaved to fear and sorrow and to this of this physical illusionary realm as well. So anyone can achieve the enlightenment because we have it within us. All we need to do is look where it is. We forgot to look.
Well,
like you have. Okay, now you have a hair. Headphone on your head. Yeah, but if you're too busy, you're looking everywhere else, and you will never find it. Okay. Enlightenment is within us. We are the essence of light. Yes. So we are the part of God. Every religion tells us that. God is within us. So where we do, just looking inside, and we will find it. All right. So
okay.
Now,
but it's
person,
easy. It's easy to say, but not necessarily so
no,
easy
no, no.
to do.
No, it's easy, sir.
Yes.
The person who knows it can tell you how. And it's instantly. Therefore, I say immediate enlightenment. And it is easy like that. You can ask my people. Anyone you pick, not the one that I rehearse him or anything.
Well, we have Stacy and Don
okay,
and
you can do that too.
Andre. We can ask them.
You want to ask someone there?
Okay. Well, I'll ask them after we're on the air. I want to talk to you as much as I can.
You want to continue with the
enlightenment? Yes, of course.
Anyone can achieve it because we have it. So sometimes even with our teacher, when you are in deep concentration, when you're in deep prayers and sincerity, and so then you suddenly have a silent communion with the divine within yourself. And the best is, of course, to find someone who has gone through it and who went all the way to the higher realms and come back and go back there again. And anytime, like you go into the supermarket, you know. So just like you know your hand, then that person can lead you to the higher realm, you know, to impart to you, but to show you how to awaken your enlightened self inside. So for example, okay, this is the physical dimension, okay? If you go higher without the physical body, we can free ourselves from physical body, then during the time of enlightenment, then we go to the next level, that is the astral level. Most people die, they go there. Yeah?
Yes.
The astral level have heaven and hell. And the next is the causal level, which record all the humans' good and bad deeds. And the next one is the creative level. And the next one is a mysterious splendor. You know, you can, the light there is like 100,000 sun, even though the planet is dark. Okay. And another one is a fifth level. That is the true abode.
Yes.
The home of all the saints and sages since time immemorial. And they reside there, and they come down here to help us humans. Or if we are human and we attain the high level of consciousness, we also go there and live there with the saints and the sage. We became a saint then. And there are more, but most humans are more than happy enough to be on the fifth level. And only exceptional souls reside above the fifth.
Okay. That's something to think about. I know you have a deep connection with animals, birds, and insects. You have saved many dogs, I understand. But besides just a compassion and an affection for animals and an intense dislike of violence, you also maintain that global warming, which we generally think is the direct result of the use of fossil fuels and the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, you actually believe that eating meat and the whole industry around meat consumption is a crucial element in global warming. So if you could kind of explain being a vegan and global warming and your connection with animals in general and your dogs in particular. And I have your books right here, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, which were generously given to me by Andre, and Your Noble Wild. So that was a long question. Can you just talk about those things, please?
Okay, I will sort it out. Okay, first?
Yes.
The connection with animals, yeah?
Yes.
Right. And then second, a meat diet, and third, global warming connection.
Yes.
Okay, is that okay?
Yes.
So, concerning about animal communication or connection, every of us can do it. It's just that most people don't have time to train themselves again in this connection. In the beginning, we can talk to animals and they can talk to us. Anyway, many animal psychics can tell you that, and they do it as a job as well. Like if you have a dog and your dog is ill and you don't know what to do and doctor don't know, and then you can call a psychic and he will tell you what happened. And the doctor can cure him accordingly also. Okay, but I'm more connected through love. You see, through love. I love them so much that there is just a natural and simple oneness between me, myself, and the animals. Because that's how I feel, how they feel. And I know what they know, and I'm dying inside, you know, seeing the mistreatment and the cruelty that we humans measure upon the defenseless and the noble and innocent beings of animals. I wish all can hear what our co-inhabitants have to tell us and feel their pains and sorrows, just like we humans do. In fact, they are even more sensitive. And I wish that we treat them more kindly.
And this,
that in turn, heaven will be merciful on us. Yes.
And that, yeah, and that is what the Noble Wilds is about. The
yes.
Their communication with the animals. Well, yes. Once in a while, I do understand. Just to make it personal, I do understand what animals are feeling.
Yes.
I own a horse. I don't really understand what he feels most of the time, but birds, I can sometimes understand. So, of course, I'm not near your level. Tell us about the climate, global warming. How does eating meat actually feed global warming?
Okay. Even physically speaking, scientifically speaking, meat production only, just producing meat, we cause more CO2 than all the cars, all the trains and the boats and, you know, airplane combined together. So physically and scientifically speaking, meat industry is causing our global warming more than anything else. And this 18% of it come from meat production. But that's not included the sickness related to it. And the hospital bill and the sorrow of people who who are losing loved ones due to meat eating sickness. I can give you some of that if we can read it quickly. Yeah?
Okay.
Like meat eating causes heart disease. Over 17 million people perish each year due to heart attack, high blood pressure. That is according to the, I'm talking all this according to the World Health Organization and United States Health Health Agent, etc., etc., yeah? 20 million people survive heart attacks, but related ongoing cost of their case is enormous. The cost burden of cardiovascular disease to individual and government alone in United States is $700 million per year. It's not me who's speaking, huh? It's your government research. And now, cancer, more than 940,000 colon cancer cases yearly, and nearly 500,000 people die from it each year. In the U.S. alone, cancer treatment costs $6.5
billion. Billion.
And other, the cancer, prostate and bladder cancer affect more than 500,000 people every year. Researchers have identified, chemical substance in cooked, fried, and grilled meat that consider direct cause of cancer. And people who eat beef four or more times a week are found to be four times as likely to be having colon cancer than though consuming less. And concerning diabetes, 246 million people worldwide are affected by this. And the cost of it is $174 billion. You add it all together from the top up to now. How many billion we spend just concerning treating people with meat-related disease. And that's in United States alone. And obesity is 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Okay? The cost of individual treatment for that is $93 billion per year. And another 2.6 million people die from problems related to being overweight.
Okay, now
Yeah, a lot more.
I'm sure there are many statistics.
But I can send it to you if you want.
Sure, I'd be happy to see it and share
much
it with
more,
the audience.
Much more, sir.
I'd like to make the connection between
global warming. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, you see, and you look all that and you see already because the methane gas and hydrogen sulfide resulted from animal raising, and that produced a lot of toxic gas into the air, and it warmed the atmosphere, and then the atmosphere melted the ice, and the ocean will be warm, and then more methane and other toxin will be released from the bottom of the ocean and permafrost and all that, and then it will be like a devil's circle. And we even might die from gas, not to talk about global warming yet. And right now, there's so much methane already released into the atmosphere, and many people have more mental illness or other physical suffering, according to scientists' research.
So is it? Let me give you a little break. Take a drink of water if you have that. Let me just ask you a question.
You.
Yeah.
Just to talk about this, I got.
Yeah, I understand that. Just recover yourself a little bit, and I'll just ask a long question or something just to give you a minute to
yeah, you see, to recover. Don't know about it, you know.
I understand. I'm not sure if this is correct, but that the actual flatulence of the animals. The methane gas and even the nitrous oxide, I understand that they emit, as well as, of course, any processing plant, but any factory anywhere uses fossil fuels. So let me ask, if most of mankind or all of mankind were to become vegetarian, which I don't think is likely, you'll tell me if you think it's likely, would that reverse global warming if we all stopped eating meat?
Yes, sir.
Really?
I guarantee.
Wow. Of course. Now you don't expect that to happen, do you?
Well, I do expect it to happen. Why not? We can always think positive, and I'm working all my might to try to bring it close.
Well, are you optimistic about humankind's will to take the steps and make the sacrifices, which will make the difference both in stopping to eat meat, and all other ways of controlling pollution and toxicity and war. I mean, do you think that we as a species are enlightened enough as a group to do that? Surely there are individuals who are, but it seems to me that war is just part of the game, and eating meat is just part of what we do, and we don't seem to see the end, even though the end is coming.
Yes. Well, I think people start to realize it, and I hope they realize sooner than later. And we are trying our best, like we have the Supreme Master Television, to broadcast all the facts about global warming every day scientifically and evidently. And also we have people going out and distribute flyers concerning climate change. And we also open many vegan restaurants around the world now, helping people to realize that really we don't need meat to survive, and vegan food is delicious and healthy. Yes. More than that, we cannot do. And I just hope, you know, we have like the monkey effect, like 100 monkey effects. Like if we have enough people to be vegan, vegetarian, then the world will be in a trend, you know. And I do really pray that the government and the media help. And I, by the way, I thank you for doing this, because you are helping. Media like you are tremendously helpful to the people, and might save lives.
It's my great pleasure. First of all, I'd like you to tell us what the website is. And second, I'd like you to tell me if there is a vegan restaurant in my area. And if not, why not? I want to go there.
Yeah, we are open everywhere. So you look up on the Loving Hood. And the website is the SupremeMasterTV.com.
Supreme.
That we listed not only our restaurant, but all the vegan, vegetarian around the world.
Okay, let us.
You can download them free of charge. Everything in our program is free of charge.
Okay, it's SupremeMasterTV.com. And this interview will be on there, not just in audio, but in video, I believe.
Yes.
And all of your interviews and so many other things as well will be on there. Okay. And
the interview will be aired on the 14 satellite platform around the world.
Okay. And it
will cover the 6 continents.
It will also be on my website fairly soon.
What is your website?
My website is www.environmentallysound.org. And yours again is www.supremeMasterTV.com. And it's a very interesting site. I have been there several times, and I recommend that people take a look at it. When you were a child, I believe you were raised, you were Catholic, but there was a strong Buddhist influence from a grandparent. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Simple answer, yes. You were also quite precocious as a child. You read all of Lao Tzu and other philosophers just as a young girl, is that so?
Yes, sir. I was very interested as a young child, and my parents have all this in their house. My parents were also Catholic, I mean Christian, and my grandparents are Buddhist. I've been influenced by both. And later I studied, I found they're both speaking almost the same thing, except some, you know, local languages.
And now,
terminology, yeah.
What you call your path now is the Kuan Yin method, yes?
Yes.
And you say it's not a religion, but you do mention God. Is there any way to separate religion from God?
No.
So, but you do say that your path is not a religion. It's not a religion. That's going to be kind of hard for, it's hard for me to understand, and I think it's probably hard for our listeners to understand how you can have something which you don't call a religion, and yet God is surely a part. How would you define that?
Religion is something that talking about God, yeah?
Yes.
And I'm just show people God. So they can be Buddhist, they can be Christian, they can be Muslim. We have only one God. We call it Buddha nature, or God, or kingdom of God, or Allah.
Okay.
To me, I have found it's all the same, because once we are in contact with our great self, the kingdom of God within, or the Buddha nature within, we will find that we are all one.
I get that. I do get that. One of the Buddhist meditations I know, because I practice it myself, is to save all sentient beings. I will save all sentient beings. And yet I never really knew. I never I still don't know. I thought a sentient being was humans, perhaps. But are not dogs and birds also sentient? How do you define that?
Yeah. I think you know. You just asked for your viewers.
No, I don't know.
For your audience. Okay. Sentient beings include all that feel. I mean, sentient means you can feel it, yes?
Okay.
And the Buddhists even include the non-sentient so that we can protect the environment as well.
Okay.
It's a very big philosophy, but to conclude it, we do no harm to anyone or any other beings, be it less or more than ourselves. We do no harm to anyone that moves, at
okay.
least.
Okay. Anyone that had parents, let's say, as was the way one person put it. Yeah. Okay. We have about a minute. I would like to ask you quickly about Dr. James Hansen of NASA, who talked about tipping points. Can you give us about a minute or so on that?
Well, what method?
James Hansen of NASA.
Yeah.
Spoke about tipping points and.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. What he said was, a couple of years back, and at that time we already passed the tipping point. And if we do not do anything, then we will go to the point of no return. But luckily, because due to many new vegetarian people joining the vegetarian diet, and now we have delayed the point of no return a couple more years. So let me see how many years we have now. About 5 years we have now. Otherwise, we would have had like only a few months or a year.
Okay.
5 years we have until the point of no return.
Yes, probably it is a very short amount of time. Okay, I'm afraid we're going to have to end it there, Supreme Master Ching Hai. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you and watching you on the monitor, and I hope we can do this again.
Oh, sure. Thank you so much.
My great pleasure, and enjoy the south of France for me.
Thank you.
Okay. I would like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for taking the time to join us this morning. Most of us have enough to do just to go about our own business and get through the day more or less happy and healthy. Supreme Master has much more responsibility than that. In a world which is increasingly dangerous and stressful for a large number of people, it is her calling to make a positive difference among humankind as a whole. Add to that her calling to address the welfare of animals, and her work takes on epic proportions. Our thought for the week, it is the calling of some to move mountains. It is the calling of all to be decent. Stay tuned to WVOX, the flagship of Whitney Radio. Remember to be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. You are here. It is now. Health and happiness to you all.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lori London.